Imagine this. You've been in a relationship for over a year. You've laughed together, shared your dreams, talked about the future. But then one day, one small event happened that made you question if everything you thought you knew about that person was a lie. Come on, come on, you want it. Now do. Come on, come on, and get it. Come on, come on, I want it. Only by me, your guy, you and why, no one else. Come on, come on, you want it. Come on, come on, and get it. Come on, come on, I want it. Only by me, your guy, you and why, no one else. Welcome to the very first episode of Secret X Line, where secrets get spilled, drama unfolds, and nothing is ever quite what it seems. And today, we're starting with a story so insane that you'll probably find yourself double-checking your own relationships after this one. Now, let's get into it. I've always been the type to just listen to other people's stories, maybe leave a comment here and there, but this is something I never saw coming. For reference, I'm 29 years old and my girlfriend is 28 years old. For easier understanding, let's just call her Missy. We've been together for just over a year and marriage has started becoming a real conversation. Missy's parents have been nudging her about it, and recently my own parents started bringing it up too. Missy's caring, thoughtful, and we have a solid, stable relationship, so marriage felt like a natural step forward. We talked about it, and we were both open to the idea. Everything seemed perfect until a few days ago. I haven't been able to shake off having this nagging thought, was my girlfriend born a man? I know, it sounds insane. Even as I'm writing this, I'm hoping I'm just being paranoid and someone will tell me I'm crazy. But there's a reason why I can't shake this off. There are three incidents that triggered this suspicion. A few weeks ago, we were walking through my old neighborhood when we passed my high school. Casually, I said, "Hey, this is my high school. Want to see my graduation photo?" Her response? "Nah, I'm good." At first, I was disappointed. Hell yeah. Then I thought, that's kind of weird. Wouldn't you be at least a little curious about your partner's past? Most couples love looking at photos, making fun of each other's embarrassing phases. But I brushed it off. Maybe she just doesn't like talking about her school days. A few days later, we were joking about how much trouble I got into in high school. She laughed and even shared an embarrassing story of her own. So clearly, she wasn't avoiding the school talk altogether. So I asked again, "Want to trade graduation photos?" She immediately refused. Ugh. No way. I was so ugly back then. So I figured she was just insecure about how she looked before. So again, I let it go. On my birthday, Missy's mom sent me a gift through her. It was sweet, and I wanted to personally thank her. So I asked her for a number and gave her a quick call. Later that day, her mom's social media account popped up on my suggested feed, probably because I saved her number. Her profile was public, so out of curiosity, I scrolled through it. And that's when I saw something that made my stomach drop. An old post from 8 years ago. A photo of a designer scarf with the caption, "A gift from my beloved son, name." Only, the name wasn't Missy's. And it definitely wasn't her younger siblings either. They're twin sisters. I wanted to ask about it, but how do you even bring that up? Hey, I stalked your mom's social media and I saw something weird. And maybe it was just a close friend or an ex. So again, I let it go. Until the third incident happened this past weekend. The biggest one yet. Missy's apartment had some mold issues, so she had to do a minor renovation. To save cost, she planned to repaint the apartment with her siblings over the weekend. I offered to help, so the four of us got to work. She picked out a soft green paint for her room, and as we were setting things up, her sister suddenly turned to her and said, "Out of all the colors, you had to choose that, Dave?" Oh my God. And that was the moment my heart dropped, because that was the name I saw in her mom's social media post. And the way she said it, It wasn't something she chose to say. It just slipped out like muscle memory. Her other sibling immediately jumped in, awkwardly laughing. Obviously, it's her choice. Just because it's green, you're making fun of her like that? But the way she looked at me when she said it, that flicker in her eyes, like she was checking to see if I caught it, it was like she was trying to cover something up. I mean, that was pretty smooth. I pretended I didn't hear anything. I played along. But honestly, I don't even remember how we finished painting that day.
I betcha.
When I got home, I started spiraling. Missy's 5'8 and very slim. She's always mentioned she was tall growing up. Her voice? Normal. Can you even train that? She told me her family is deeply religious. That's why she wants to wait until marriage. I've always respected her decision in that. I thought maybe that's why her parents pushed marriage so early, because they wanted her to be with someone serious. But now, I can't help but wonder, was that even the real reason? Looking back, for someone raised in a strict religious household, I never once saw a Bible or a cross in her apartment. And then the thought hit me. What if her mom's post wasn't about her ex-boyfriend? What if that was her name before? It's been a few days, and I haven't been able to respond to her properly.
I don't blame you, dude.
I love her, but I also can't shake this feeling. Do I ask her? Do I ignore it? Or do I just move forward in marriage and pretend I never had these thoughts? I need help. Yes, you do.
Yes, you do, dude. Okay. Wow.
First of all, before we go any further, I want to ask the person who submitted this one question. You said you love her, right? What does love mean to you? And just to be clear, there's zero judgment in asking you this, because love is different for everyone, right? We all have our own definitions and limits when it comes to what we're willing to accept. I'm a little concerned because in the last sentence you said, do I ask her? Or do I just move forward with marriage and pretend I never had these thoughts? Like, dude, what are you doing? That concerns me a little. The fact that you're not even willing to have the conversation because you don't want to confirm anything. To be honest, I really think that's what led you to be where you are right now. Because the entire time I was reading this, I was thinking, who's going to tell him? But I could be wrong. So let's just slow it down, go over it one more time. All right, the first red flag where you ask her, hey, this is my high school. Want to see my graduation photos? And she goes, nah, I'm good. Yeah, that is weird. I 100% agree with you on that one. That is weird because if you love somebody, it's very natural to want to know more about them. You do get curious. You do want to know everything about that person, especially if you guys are talking about marriage. Dude, who doesn't want to see their lover boy or lover girl's baby photos or like younger version of them photos if they offered? I do think it's a little odd that you brought it up again a few days after. But I feel like the reason why you brought it up the second time is because the first time did feel off. Something wasn't clicking right. I think that was your intuition already being like, hey, we need to know a little bit more about this person when they were young. You know what? I don't think I'm being fair. We're going to walk. We're going to walk this through as if she wasn't what he thought she was. Okay. She was born a woman and was always a woman. So let's say she says no, because there might be underlying insecurity about past appearances. And if she was to see yours, she would also have to disclose hers, because that's a given, or like that's just how things go, you know? And so maybe she said, no, I don't want to see yours because I don't want to share mine. And let's just leave it at that. But I don't know. To me, if you're going to marry someone, you better be my ride or die. You know, like I shouldn't have to hide things from the person I'm about to marry ever. I mean, some people might disagree, but I don't believe a healthy relationship is hiding your true identity from someone. So
even if we were looking at this as a know you're wrong perspective, I think that is a red flag in a sense that she's trying to hide parts of her that you are curious about and want to get to know. Dude, you said that was the first trigger for you, but I just really feel like you've already had some sort of intuition in you for you to push asking for her photos twice. Because you said a few days later, you were joking about it. And then, so I asked again, do you want to trade graduation photos? Like, why ask again? If you said you're going to let it go, I can let it go. But you didn't. You probably picked up on other things, but you like repressed it because you loved her so much, right? So mother's social media post, old post from 8 years ago. I think that just, who's going to tell him? Because dude, that's a f***ing gimme. That is a gimme. Because, okay, here's the thing. No, Jess, be fair. Be fair. So he said, okay, maybe it was a close family friend or an ex. Yes, could be a close family friend. Because in her family, she only has girls, right? Three girls. Maybe she's calling an old close friend's son her son, which I feel like that's still very weird. I don't know. I just don't see that as a possibility. Because no mother would like the fact that this woman is calling my son her son. So I really don't think she'd overstep that way. And I don't know. I don't think that's a thing. And let's say it was her ex-boyfriend that she's dated for a long time, and she considers the ex-boyfriend her son. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong on this one, but I believe the correct definition is a son-in-law, my guy. It ain't my son. I mean, I don't know. Maybe some people abbreviate it and just be like, oh my God, that's my son. But even then, like, in order for you to abbreviate it that much, like if my mother called my boyfriend that I'm not married to her son, I'd feel a little awkward. Maybe like in a private setting, maybe, but in a public setting, I don't think mothers would do that. That is a possibility, but I still think that's very highly unlikely. Yeah, I'm sorry. And here's why. Mothers are very protective of their children, right? Even if my mom really loved my boyfriend and he's going to be my son-in-law, again, son-in-law, okay, not son. Just let's pretend. Mothers with their nurturing energy, they're not going to put their daughter in a situation where if she did not actually have a marriage, there is a possibility. Because people say, until you walk down the aisle and actually get married, you don't know what the frick is going to happen. So with that understanding, she's probably not going to call someone that she's dating on a public account her son. Okay? She's not going to do that. If she done it, then either her daughter or like the boyfriend would have been like, oh, I don't know. That's a little weird. And gotten her to, I don't know, check it. I don't think that's a possibility. I'm sorry. I don't think that's a possibility. Or this is a very sad thought, but one of the most possible thing, if anything, is maybe she did have an older brother that, you know, crossed the bridge a little bit too early. That was my first thought. But then I don't know. I feel like if you've been dating for over a year, I mean, let's not put a time on it, but if you guys are in conversation about getting married, shouldn't you already know her family background in a sense where like, okay, she doesn't have any long lost brother or anything like that. So I'm assuming you didn't put in there because you know there isn't anything like that. So your sort of thought is going towards like, okay, it must be a family friend or an ex. And I'm telling you, the chances are very slim, dude. Very slim. Okay? And then the slip up happened. I think that's a f***ing gimme too. You literally wrote. And the way she said it, It wasn't something she chose to say. It just slipped out like muscle memory. And then for her sister to jump in, that was a very smooth save, by the way. Let me just reiterate that. I was amazed the first time I read it, but I'm like, ooh, smart girl, you know? I don't have too much to comment on that because I don't have a rebuttal. One opposite view I can think of is maybe that's her nickname because she's very masculine. Because I'm a very masculine girl. I bring a lot of masculine energy to my younger brother because he's a baby, you know? And I'm the eldest, and eldest female naturally tend to have very masculine energy because like they need to take care of their siblings and then their parents. So yes, we tend to have more masculine energy than most females, okay? And I was a tomboy too. I never wore skirts until like I was in university, but I was never nicknamed a boy's name. But let's say that is the case. We're just using Dave, but that Dave was her nickname, right? If that was the case, her sister would not have tried to save it because there's nothing to save, dude. But the fact that she's making that big of an effort to be like, oh, it's her choice. And you've all capsed H-E-R. So I'm assuming that's how she said it. Like she like emphasized it. Why did she feel the need to save that? Because it needs saving. I don't have anything else to say on that. I'm sorry. It's pretty cut and dry. Missy is 5'8", very slim. She always mentioned that she was tall growing up. How tall is her mom? How tall is her dad? What about her siblings? Are they tall? Because if they're short, but she's tall, then she's tall for a woman, but short for a man. Okay. And her voice, normal. Can you even train that? Okay. So this, I don't know. Cause I have a very, neutral voice. Right. So I don't, this is a little personal, but you know, I don't think you can really tell by people's voice, but I do know it can be trained. Yeah. The entire time I was like, how is he not knowing? How is he not knowing? And then he put it at the very last. So he says, she told me her family's deeply religious. And that's why she wanted to wait until marriage. So that's, I was like, ah, that's why you didn't know. Good for you for respecting her decision. It's not easy to do that for over a year. So good man. You're a good man. But maybe it's about time to be like, hey, I'm not saying we should go all the way, but can you take off your pants for a little bit? I'm kidding. Don't do that, dude. Toxic. I know. But the fact that she doesn't have any cross or Bible in her house, I don't think that's really necessary. Actually, no. That is also telling. Because when you're deeply religious, you want to be close or like want to be reminded that you're protected or like loved and guided. So I think it's very normal for deeply religious people to have some sort of something in their house. Like I freaking have crystal. Brother creates me crazy, but it heals me. Look, this is my crystal. Like I just have rocks sitting in my house. So yeah, I think your observation was pretty dead on that. But I just want to ask, dude, you already knew, because for you to go back and ask the same question twice just to confirm something, you already deep down knew and didn't care or wanted to believe that that wasn't true. So that's why I asked, okay, so what does love mean to you, right? Because if you really truly love this person, does it really matter at this point? She's transitioned now, or might have. I'm just going to say transitioned because I believe that. But regardless. No, I do not think you should ignore it and just go get married. No, this isn't something you can ignore. You need to face it, especially if marriage is on the table. How do you bring it up without completely destroying your relationship? I think you need to go into it with full-on preparation that this relationship might possibly end. And I say this with so much love. I'm not saying this to be mean. But even if you were to embrace that she transitioned, I think you really need to question if she is the right person for you long term, because it's not the transition part that bugs me. It's the fact that she hid this information for over a year. Her parents bringing up marriage and pushing marriage. Maybe their parents didn't know. Maybe their parents thought you already knew. But again, that conversation would have came up somehow. So I feel like her and her entire family is tricking you. I don't think that's healthy. Like, that's what scares me, dude. Like, her entire family was behind this. Her sisters clearly knew. Because her sibling slipped up and she's like, and looked surprised. And her twin sister was like, oh, you can't meet her. So they're covering for her. So they knew, they were in on it. So the three girls were basically tricking you into believing that she was a woman from the beginning. Oh, that makes me boil. She could be like, oh my God, I loved you so much. That's why I lied. That's not love. No, that's not love. Okay. Lying for love is like, let's say I had an allergic reaction and my entire face swelled up and I just looked like a blowfish, right? And I go, oh, babe, like, I really don't feel confident today. Like, I really don't want to go out today because like, I just feel so ugly. And then he goes, no, babe, you're beautiful no matter what. That is lying for love. Okay. But I can't be intimate because I'm deeply religious. I don't go to church on Sundays, but whatever. And I was never mad. I guess she didn't really lie to you about that. You know, she chose to not disclose truth. But to me, that's lying. Unless you guys, when you guys were having a conversation about getting married and you said, oh, I don't want kids. I don't ever see myself having kids. And then she'd probably be like, oh my God, thank God. I don't have to let him know that I can't. Like, but what if you freaking did? Or what if you do? I don't know. You didn't say that. But what if you want kids and get married and try to do it? And then like you're like, oh, like, but where does it go? Like, I don't know. What would have happened if you found out afterwards? That's a scary thought that she was willing to put you through so much trickery to get what she wants. I don't believe that's love. To answer your question, do I ask her? Yes, I think you absolutely should ask her and not ignore it. And how do you bring it up? Be honest. Hey, I know I haven't really been myself lately, but I just had a lot going on in my head because your sister called you Dave and I just didn't know how to make sense of it. And then she's going to tell you either a lie or a truth. I really hope she tells you the truth. First up, when you bring up that name, Dave, if she opens up immediately after that and you are okay with the transition, then giving her a second chance is a possibility. But you do need to pinpoint all the issues. Yeah, I understand that, but you've basically got your entire family into lying to me. I don't know how I feel about that. And if you can let that go, let it go. But if you can't, then that's the end. But if she gives you like some long routed answer and being like, oh my God, like, I don't know what that is. Like, I don't know why she all of a sudden called me that. And like gaslighting you into thinking you are the crazy person. Then be like, take off your pants, bitch. No, I'm kidding. Don't do that. But you know what I mean. Anyways, I can see the chats going wild right now. This one's actually pretty smart. Bring up a conversation about the marriage. Be like, hey, well, we should do a health check together. So maybe that's actually not bad. That's a very smooth conversation. I'm like a head on kind of girly. That's why men are scared of me. Yeah, a lot of people are saying there's a reason you felt that way. Like the first one, you don't naturally go towards like, oh my God, what is she hiding? Right? You don't really link that with that. oh, we have an interesting perspective. She just might not be interested. Why should she see your graduation photo? Okay. And second point is, it could be a nickname. Why are you linking the two? Because that was the freaking name she saw on a freaking social media post. Dude, were you listening? Anyways, that is an interesting perspective to fully believe it could be a nickname. Okay. Miner says she just might not care about how you looked when you were young. Why should she care? It's been years ago. I mean, maybe some people just don't care. But if you're like, oh my God, I don't really care. Then like, if you really don't care, then just freaking give it to him. Because he asked twice. But again, there's a reason why he asked twice. So there's that. And for those of you who are tuning in later, whether on a podcast, YouTube, Instagram, or TikTok, what would you do in this situation? Would you confront them? Is this one of those things where what you don't know won't hurt you? Drop your advice in the comments. And remember, while we love the drama, we're here to help. So keep it real, but keep it respectful, please. Okay? In the next episode, we're diving into a whole different kind of chaos. Because what do you do when the person you're dating turns into a completely different person every time they hit follow, notifications, and subscribe? If you have a secret confession or just something you need to get off your chest, submit it anonymously through the Dear X letter. Find the link in the bio and follow me on all socials so you don't miss a thing. Until next time, X's, XOXO. Come on, you want it. Now, dear.